This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Hey, Cal, we're on hour three now, and I had a question for you.
Yeah.
What happens when you're the host and you've got your mic on? And by the way, we have different type of mic. I don't know if you know in our studio, we've got the headphones with the mic on the headphones. It looks cooler to do the mics that are hanging down, which we'll eventually do because that means you're really cool.
Those are coming, yeah.
But this is easy because we can do our research, we can turn our heads, and it follows us, right?
Yes.
What happens during the break, and I'm talking about the past 2 hours during the break, I have been drinking zero sugar soda. What do you think is starting to happen to me right now?
Belching.
That's exactly right. How do I not belch and while I'm on the air?
Well, we used to have mute switches there, but we decided to take them out because we didn't like the way they looked.
And
You just have to wave at me. I'll go like, you know, give the universal signal for burping, and I'll just bring you down like that.
No, put me back up. Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to let her go. I'm letting it go if it happens.
Okay.
All right? You mind?
Works for me. That's
you
what
mind?
I do.
Do you mind, Todd?
If you belch?
Yes.
I don't mind from that end.
All right. Okay. All
but
right.
But if you don't, and then a little while later we get the alternative.
An evacuation order.
Then I'm going to be joining Cal in the hermetically sealed booth. Or we'll be putting you in there and bring Cal in here. Yeah.
Maybe Cal will let go and then you're locked in
No,
there.
Never. Okay.
All right.
Maybe.
Okay. Okay, I'm not going to, but I'm just saying it's interesting. I've been drinking so
The theme of this hour of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Light a Match.
Flatulence and Belches on Radio Law Talk.
All right. Here we go.
Denise is listening from somewhere going, oh, thank the gods I'm not there.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Straighten us out. We are talking about the most exciting, really, sometime the informative show on earth. That is Radio Law Talk. We're talking about general topics of law. Oh, we're not giving you legal advice. Seek counsel. Don't whine to us and say, hey, you told me this. Look, if you want to use us for any reason here at Radio Law Talk, just use it around the dinner table or when the in-laws are there. That's the best time. Just quote us then. But other than that, don't even worry about it. Don't say it in court. It's usually not a good thing, even though probably judges – I've heard a lot of judges listen to us, by the way. Anyway, we're going
to
talk this –
much to their chagrin.
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
Yeah.
I'll never get that time back.
Idiots in my courtroom.
That explains the scowls I get sometimes when I make court appearances. Like, heard the show over the weekend. Yes, I think bail will be up to the 100,000 now. Your Honor, it was jaywalking. I know, but you represent him.
That doesn't happen, by the way. We're going to talk about, speaking of which, Bruce Springsteen and his DWI.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about TikTok class action, Judge Judy lawsuit. The first, I mean, at least that I saw, I'm sure there's others, transgender woman is suing to be in the Miss United States of America pageant. That's interesting, and let's see what happens, because guess what? We've got the transgender issue in sports,
athletics,
women's sports, athletics.
Yeah.
That's huge when Biden's pushed it through and says it's appropriate, basically, and there's lawsuits flying now saying no, it's not fair for transgender women to compete against, you know, women, I'm going to say women that have been biologically born as a woman.
Right, biofemales. Now, the House of Representatives got that through, but it's now becoming the battleground for this is each individual state.
Because
many states have put up their own laws that say, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. It's going to be interesting.
Fascinating stuff.
My wife brought up and said, why not a separate one, you know, a separate sport?
That's what we talked about.
I don't know. We're here, radio. We're politically neutral. We're just trying to solve all the world's problems. But so hour three, the reason everybody comes here is two things. At the very end of this hour, we're going to do a quick takes. And a quick take is we're going to say that, you know, just a few seconds of what we remember. We want you to remember for this week. And Todd and I will go over that. And then we do case or no case, Cal. So roll case or no case.
Case or no case. All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
I'm excited about this one, Cal.
All right, this is it. Cornell has a problem. A mansion he purchased with proceeds from his show business career has been sitting vacant for nearly 20 years, and his neighbors are not pleased. The artist purchased the palace for $600,000 in Wildwood, Missouri, Riverview and everything. That was in 2002. He thought he'd buy it cheaply and flip it, but it seems that just like the property, the project has been abandoned.
Uh-oh.
It's in serious disrepair, algae in the pool, crumbling basketball court and all, and people in the area whose properties are not abandoned say Cornell is ruining their neighborhood. One man and wife claimed they had a 15,000-square-foot, 6-bedroom, 8-bath house that's seen its value decline from $6 million to the latest offer of just $1.9. And they sold the home, took the loss, since it appears Cornell's project will take years to get off the ground. They grabbed their few well-to-do neighbors and sought legal counsel as a group and tried to recoup their losses. Mm. So it's your turn to go, Fred, this time. They asked their attorney, case or no case, which is what I ask you.
Well, there's a lot of facts that are left out in this case. And I guess the thing is, you don't have to answer it, Cal.
What?
But the first question is it a homeowners association? If there is, there are rules and regulations if this has a homeowners association.
That was not mentioned in the piece that I read.
Okay, so we don't know if it has a homeowners association.
Yeah.
So you can just do a nuisance. You can sue under nuisance and say, or that damaging your property, and this is another state that I don't know the law. This area of law, I don't know. I don't handle this type of law, so I'm going to talk about it in a generic term. And the first generic term is, I think this is a situation, but I don't think it's a case. I think it's a situation, Cal, but it's not a case. It's just a story that you read.
This doesn't make sense.
No, it makes sense, but the question is, can the homeowners sue him? If there's a homeowners association, they can. That's why I want to do a caveat, because you didn't give me the facts. If there's a homeowners association, yes, they can sue, and yes, they can win, and yes, they can levy or a lot of times lien his property. And
well,
so.
Well, here's what I'm going to do, Fred.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a chance for an extra point.
Okay, give me the. All right.
If you can tell me the name of the artist whose real name is Cornell Iral Jr., if you can tell me his name, then I will give you an extra point. And, Todd, the same thing applies to you. Case or no case, are you up for trying to get an extra point?
Okay, so I say it is a scenario.
No case, you
but
say.
But no case.
Well, what kind of art were we talking about? Is it something visual?
Yes, I think you could say that. It's a performance art. That's
okay,
what it's
okay.
Cornell, I'm going to think about that and get back to you on the name.
Okay.
So I'm going to say true scenario, no case.
All right.
I'm going to say that this is a case and that the homeowners, I'm going to say they prevail. The homeowners prevail because the actions are devaluing their property.
And they could show an actual loss because they sold, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so they have the devaluation of the property.
And I'm going to be mad if there's an actual homeowners association and I wasn't told.
And you know, I mean, I'm trying to think of the name of the artist.
If I gave you a song name, that I couldn't do that until after.
Gotta be
that
a
wouldn't
song.
Be fair.
It's got to be a singer. So Cornell Jr. Okay. What's his name? Cornell what?
Cornell. Let me go up and get it. I'm sorry. Hold on. It's Cornell Iral Haynes Jr.
Cornell.
And his song is.
Don't worry about it. No.
I'm not going to tell you because I can't tell you until you.
And what was the location? Where was this at?
Wildwood, Missouri.
Wildwood, Missouri.
Yeah. By St. Louis.
Okay.
That's a luxury area of St. Louis.
And do we know what year this was?
2002.
Okay,
I got it. Are you ready to answer as your person and don't change your mind?
Well, since we're coming up on a break.
No, you got to say before.
Well, I'm not going to look it up, but I want to think about it.
No, we got to. Come on, be a man.
Oh.
Okay, I'll get mine first. You promise
okay,
you
Okay, I promise I won't.
Willie Nelson.
Oh, good guess. Okay, what about you, Todd? What do you think?
Missouri. It's got to be Missouri.
Golly, you're just going to go with.
So if that helps you, I'll give you that all information right. because I'm going to wait. Now,
all right, let's talk about it when you come back. Yeah. Keep your seatbelt on. I've been saying that all day.
Answer to Case or No Case is coming right up. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Boys are weird. Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So we got our friend Bruce Springsteen.
Well, we still got a case or no case. We got to find out what's going on.
I forgot. I'm glad you reminded me, Tom.
Who this individual is? I think that my guess for who the individual is correct as to the genre of music.
Yep.
But I did not guess the correct individual.
It is who? Newell?
Nelly.
You know who Nelly is.
Yeah, the big song.
It's getting hot in here.
Right.
All right, whatever. So what's happened, Calvin?
So what happened is Nelly did, in fact, buy the house.
Right.
He did, in fact, buy it for that amount of money, and it is, in fact, lying fallow, and he's trying to sell it for a couple of million bucks, even though he paid $600,000 for it. And the neighbors, they could care less. No case.
Oh, yes! Oh, Fred Penny. I can now text Denise and remind her that I got three and Todd got one.
Yeah, nice
that
job.
That was a great stump.
Thank you. Case or no case. And remember this, just one thing to remember when you listen to Radio Law Talk.
Welcome back from Denise.
Yeah, that's right. All right. In New Jersey, Gateway National Recreation Area in Sandy Hook, apparently there is a officer that was, part of the Parks and Recreation, and he's obviously a federal officer, and he sees apparently Bruce Springsteen, taking a shot or two with some fans as he apparently they're, hey, Bruce Springsteen on a motorcycle, and he pulls him over and does what? What happens?
Well, they commence a DUI investigation. The headlines that were made in several news outlets, the big thing was Bruce Springsteen to be arraigned. So this really broke. The news about it really broke about 2-3 weeks ago.
Remember, right after the Super Bowl
G-pad. Yeah, right after the Super Bowl. This is an incident that the arrest was in November last year. But he was coming up on arraignment. So he was arrested in November, and they set the arraignment out for, like a week ago. And so that's when the news agencies really picked it up. And the big thing was he refused to give a breath test at the breathalyzer, when asked. And I remember looking at that, and when we talked about this, I raised an issue with that on our show about he may not have been required to at the time it was asked.
Right, in New Jersey. Yeah.
So we'll find out what happened. The news now is that he pled pretty much at arraignment, and he pled to a misdemeanor for drinking with fans at the New Jersey Park. There were no charges for driving under the influence.
So stop.
What, a $500 fine, something like that?
Yeah. Stop right there. What is it illegal to drink with fans in the park?
Apparently, because again, this is a federal case. It was prosecuted by the U.S. attorney, not the state of New Jersey. Right. But
it's a national park, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's probably a prohibition for having alcohol in the park. Fine. And he was drinking in the park, and if there is that prohibition that keeps that from happening, then he would be guilty of it if the officer observed him consuming alcohol.
Are you saying if we're in Yellowstone and you had a beer, that's illegal?
If the regulations are that there is no alcohol to be in Yellowstone.
You know what? I can't believe that that's the case. But maybe it's because he was outside doing it. In the public? I don't know.
Many times, Fred, they have zones. Like, there's a campfire zone.
Gotcha.
You can have alcohol in the campfire zone, but you can't have it out in that. And I think this was in a public parking area or some zone where it wasn't allowed.
I think that's you got it, Cal. I think that's exactly right. It's probably in an area. So, but a couple of interesting things. It's not just that, but the interesting thing is not only he refused it, but the judge goes, well, I'm going to fine you, all right? And Mr. Springsteen, don't forget, he's on Zoom, and his lawyer's on Zoom. All right, Your Honor, go ahead. $540. No, this gets better, guys. Then what? Then that's the next question. The judge asks what? Well,
and you pay that today.
Are you going to be able to pay that? And the best part about it is his lawyer smirking,
Yeah.
And Bruce Springsteen says, this is a quote from Bruce, I think I can pay that immediately, Your Honor.
Yeah.
$540. Can you handle that, Mr. Springsteen?
Okay, so here's a worst Zoom moment. Did you see this in the Sacramento Bee newspaper today? It's on their website. There was a doctor who got a traffic ticket.
Right.
And he had to have a Zoom court appearance.
Court appearance, right.
He's a plastic surgeon.
Uh-huh.
He's operating on a patient during the trial. And the judge says, I don't think so. I think I'm more concerned about patient safety. And the doctor goes, no, I get this. I'm fine. It's no problem. He's looking down. He takes his oath and there's blood on his hand.
Oh, my God.
I kid you not. So this thing is
changing the world,
it's
man.
It's just the weirdest thing I thought I'd ever seen. My wife and I were looking at it and going, what?
Oh, my gosh. Right. Like the cat thing we talked about. Go ahead.
So here's getting back to this Bruce Springsteen, because there might be a lot of people going, wait a minute. I have always heard that if you have to take a breath test and you refuse to do it, even if you're later acquitted of the DUI, you still get a year license suspension because you refuse to take the breath test. What's going on with Bruce Springsteen? How did he avoid that? How did he get away with that? And again, this is the point that I brought up before. There are two different types of breath tests. The one that you are required to take is the one that they administer after they have placed you under arrest. Okay? Now, before they place you under arrest, there's what's called a preliminary alcohol screen test. It's a breath test. And that's designed just to see if there's any alcohol in your system. That one, in the state of California and in New Jersey, you don't have to take because it's a pre-arrest request by the officer for you to take. But if you get arrested,
right,
then you have to take that test. And guess what? And this didn't make it in any of the news outlets until now. After Springsteen was arrested, he did take that test back at the station. You know what his blood alcohol level was? 0.02.
0 nothing practically.
It was 0.02, which is the equivalent of having one beer, or what he said, a couple of shots of tequila, well below the legal limit.
And people are probably going, he got off because he's Bruce Springsteen.
He got off because they followed the law.
Right, yeah. Right.
And because he had $500 to pay the fine.
He was able to get it to him pretty quick, too. All right, we're going to talk about TikTok. We're going to get into the transgender lawsuit. That's an interesting one. Judge Judy, and maybe we can get to the Boy Scouts of America issue. Talk to you later.
Lots more Radio Law Talk is coming up. Many people listen to us on the radio, and we thank you for that. Others listen to us on RadioLawTalk.com and on our podcasts. Wherever you listen, we're grateful that you do, and we'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to IcebergDriveIn.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke at the White House after passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill in the House in a near party line vote early in the morning.
With their vote, we're one step closer to vaccinating the nation. We are one step closer to putting $1,400 in the pockets of Americans. We're one step closer to extending unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who are shortly going to lose them.
The legislation now heads to the Senate. The FDA is expected to make a final decision on authorizing the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine this weekend. The advisory panel has already endorsed it. The company promises more than 100 million doses will roll out in the next 4 months. This means with Moderna and Pfizer expecting 600 million doses by August, there could be a surplus of the vaccines in the U.S. this summer. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So TikTok privacy lawsuit is a class action settlement. They said they're settling for $92 million payout. And here's the issue I want to bring up, because everyone's like, oh, okay, so TikTok. By the way, I'm not a TikTok fan anymore. I'm saying this publicly. Everyone can hear me. TikTok banned me. You know what I put on? You know what I did? I'm out of blue. You know, I've always done. I'm G-rated.
Very, always.
Very G-rated. Appropriate.
Yes.
And I look on my thing and it says, and they took my check mark. When you have a check mark, it means you're
verified.
Verified, right? Mm-hmm. I'm verified, and you know, because I'm a radio host and known pretty well, and so. And it says, and one of my TikToks says, you violated community standards. It's me driving up on my Ranger and in my orange orchard and picking an orange. I said, let's do drive-through oranges. And I picked an orange.
No, you said drive-through, meaning drive-by. Oh.
No, I don't know. No, it was because you said it was the next million-dollar opportunity. Business, and so they probably like, oh my gosh, trying to peddle false claims. Nobody can make millions picking oranges.
So I appealed it, and then they did say, yeah, you're right. That's not. And so everyone, so they did about 9 of mine, and they're all G. One was my son-in-law riding my grandson's mini bike. That's it. And they banned me, and so I said, I appealed that, and they came back, and they said, you're right. And they basically said they're all good. There's nothing wrong with it. They still got me banned.
I saw one.
Good luck on the $92 million. Good.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok the other day.
Wait, my check, by the way.
It was a nature video, and it was this bobcat stalking this deer, and it was going to be the dinner. And they had the warning down there: warning, this activity could result in serious injury to individuals if you try this. And I'm like, I'm not a bobcat. Okay. Is that a dating warning?
So here's what the issue I want to bring up about this. And the issue... No? They brought these class action in Illinois and California. Do you know what the answer to that?
I do know the answer.
Tell us the answer, my friend.
It's because those two states, California and Illinois, have specific laws that prohibit companies from obtaining biometric information.
And
which
very
is
strict, by the way.
Exactly. Scans of your face and things like that. And on TikTok... You know, they have these filters where if you select cat filter, like we saw in that one Zoom, the lawyer that made the appearance over Zoom and they couldn't get the cat filter off. Essentially, the way those filters work is they come out, it scans your face really quick, finds out where your eyes and your nose and your mouth are, and then it applies the filter. So when you talk, it knows to blink your eyes and open your mouth and do all that stuff. And they're getting a copy of your biometric data. And TikTok... apparently, according to the claim, wasn't telling people that, look, we store this information, we keep it, we might not ever post it, but we now have it.
We ship it off to China.
We have collected this biometric information about you that causes us to recognize your face.
Well, that should be illegal.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It should be illegal, but if the collection of biometric data, let me put this out there, if the collection of biometric data of one person by another or by a company, if that is against the law, then we, every single person, is guilty.
We've been aggrieved or we're guilty. How are we guilty?
We're guilty because I have eyesight, and I can look at you, Cal, and from the first time that I saw you, I know what you look like. Your image is stored in my brain so that when I see you again, I don't have to go, who are you? Oh, I know who you are. We all store the biometric data of everybody we come into contact with because we see them and we remember what they look like.
I don't have that biometric data. What's your name again?
Yeah, every time he sees
you,
me,
what,
he's got
huh?
a,
what's your name?
He keeps saying I'm David.
And there are some people. Well, this is true. There are some people who actually have no facial recognition ability. They can look, see the same person time after time,
yeah.
and they don't know who it is. That's a very unusual.
And there's photographic memory people greatness. That just, woo.
Yeah, but the vast majority of us mm-hmm. all have that. We store biometric data. You know, at what point, it really depends on how they classify. What is biometric data? If I take a picture of you, you know, I'm just a photographer, take a picture, you're at a sporting event, and I take a picture of somebody, and now I can recognize you in that picture. Have I stored your biometric data because I can recognize you?
What about
you?
Walmart, when you go in, because they have all these cameras, and
yes.
they're tracking all the faces.
Yeah, but you know, yeah. you're in a public place, number one, and number two, you'll see they have, most of the time they have signs that say you're being recorded. And
yeah.
so
yeah.
that water parks do that, Disneyland.
But they don't tell you yeah. that when you walk near the swimming pool and you look, you're going to be seeing swimming pool ads for the rest of the
day. Yeah,
that's true.
True.
Yeah.
That's
but,
true.
But, you know, look, that's the issue that I have technically with the law. I understand the flip side of it, too. As we move to more technology where, okay, you're going to have access to your bank account because we can look at your eye and we know this is you or your facial recognition and all this kind of stuff. Well, you got a company like TikTok or any other company that's saving this stuff and has a database. If hackers could ever get into this mm-hmm. and download your biometric data and you have all of your financial accounts, you don't use passwords, you have your biometric data to get in, guess what? They can get in.
If you have an iPhone 10 like I do and you use facial recognition and someone
yeah.
can get beyond that
but
wall.
What they're doing now to protect is they're doing two-step process of getting into your accounts or whatever. You
right.
need to do that. That's what these, you know, that usually it's like just a password. Now it's a password and an email or a text to you saying,
with
okay,
a code. Yeah.
with
yeah.
a code.
Yeah.
And that, I like that. That's,
I
now,
do too.
Now it's getting more difficult because of that. So I sign up for that. Oh, let's talk about Judge Judy. Look, I'm not going to set much time with this because Judge Judy, we've gone over this so many times. Look up Judge Judy. On our website, on our podcast, you'll find a lot of cases that we discuss. But what she's wealthy. She owns the Judge Judy show. The big fight is who owns the rights to Judge Judy's show, right? And I don't remember the numbers or the exact amount that it's worth, but it's some substantial amount of money. Well, there's an individual that was an agent at one time that is claiming that he has some rights to the Judge Judy show.
Yes, and the big thing was Judge Judy came in and said, and he had, this guy had an agreement with a third party for payment of this. And Judge Judy filed a lawsuit against this guy saying, you know what, you're not entitled, you are not entitled, you, Party A, are not entitled to your agreement that you made with Party B, of which I am not directly part of that, that negotiation there. I'm not part of that deal, but I'm going to come in to try to block you, Party A, from getting your $22 million from Party B that they want to pay you.
But Party B is getting part of Judy's money.
Yes.
And so Judy's mad about that.
And so Judy is mad about that, but she's trying to block this. And so she files this lawsuit saying, you didn't earn that $22 million. You didn't do everything you said you did. So she files this lawsuit, and in response to the lawsuit... This individual files what's called a demurrer.
Right.
And you can bring a demurrer on a couple of grounds. This is like trying to stop it before it can even get started,
right,
kind of a motion, where you say, let's say you allege something in your complaint, but there's really no cause of action there. You haven't really alleged any violation. Somebody could demur saying they haven't, this complaint doesn't allege anything illegal. Right. In this case here, one of the things you have to show is that you have standing to even that I'm a person that could file this kind of a lawsuit. Right. I have standing here. And that was the basis of the demur. They said, look, the defendant to this lawsuit said, hold on a second. Judge Judy is not a part of this deal between me, Party A, and Party B that wants to pay me $22 million. Now, she may have been the means by which they got the amount that they would ultimately have to pay me, but she's not involved in this deal. Where does she come off being able to step in and try to throw a wrench into this and prevent me from getting this? And the Superior Court judge looked at that and said, I agree with you.
Good point.
Cal, you had a point?
Well, I was just going to say, it's like if Todd asked me to wash his car, and I hired my grandkid to wash the car, and I paid him a sub amount, and I kept a large portion of the money, Todd would say, that grandkid's not entitled to that money. I want to intervene. I don't think he earned it.
Well, here's the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Here's the thing on demur. Everything that Judge Judy pled or said has to be assumed correct. That's how the judge looks at it. So everyone's like, oh, well, see, but right now, all this still is a technical matter. They have, that's not unusual to dismiss it with the right to amend it. And the courts have given Judge Judy's lawyers 30 days to amend it. So, it's not over yet, and that's what their argument is, hey, this is just a technical thing. But you're right. How does she have any standing to be able to do that? And so far, the way the judge sees it, he's agreeing to that, but yet he tells them, go back and try again. You got 30 more days. So we'll see what happens. We'll follow this. We're gonna talk about the transgender case when we come back. We're gonna talk about Boy Scouts of America, and we've got some other little tidbits, but most important, next segment is our final quick take, and they're going to be fun.
Yep, there's still a lot going on Radio Law Talk, but there's not much time, so stay tuned. You don't want to miss a minute of it. That comes up, and we continue very shortly. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market and
intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you serious? Oh, that's down.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Pang.
A judge in Portland, Oregon dismissed a transgender woman's lawsuit to where she sued the I'm trying to think. It's Miss, not Miss America, but it's the Miss. Yeah, go ahead.
It's the Miss America pageant.
Miss United States of America national pageant. Don't forget, there's different ones.
Yeah, that's different than Miss America.
Yeah, and so
Miss United States of America pageant corporation.
That's exactly right. And apparently, the woman said that she wanted to participate in these competitions, and they said no because according to their mission. Their mission promotes, quote, natural-born females, and that's in their bylaws or whatever, and the courts held that they're allowed to do that, at least the lower courts, that they can say, no, it's not transgender women aren't allowed, it is natural-born females. So, and this is a quick, discussion. First thing I said is you can't just come in and ask to be part of this unless you have won a lower pageant. It's like going to the majors, you have to go through your steps, and then I looked and I studied it more, and I guess, this individual named Miss Green, in 2019 won the Miss Earth Elite of Oregon, title, whatever that is. But then I know a little bit about pageants because we have sponsored some. But then the question is, in order to be part of this pageant, you have to be like a certified, pageant, lower pageant. You can't go, if you're Miss,
Dog Catcher, Salem,
Dog
Oregon.
Catcher,
right.
Yes, yeah. Or Miss Flower out of, you know, Sacramento, California. That's not part of their organization. So
right.
Apparently, and I don't know if Miss Earth Elite Oregon is part of this organization, but so the Miss.
Well, they have to be sanctioned by the upper event because what happened, they want
right.
to make sure the same criteria
right.
as you advance
right.
up the pole is
right.
met. So.
Right, but apparently Miss Green, she's a transgender, 2019, is Miss Earth Elite Oregon. I don't know if she's part of the whole Mrs. I don't may say it right, Miss United States of America National Pageant Association. So, but here's the interesting thing: the court said no, that this pageant can, quote, promote only natural-born females. So I'm sure this is not going to end here.
You know, organizations like these, whether it's a beauty pageant or a bodybuilding thing, they can set the terms over what they are looking for. For example, you have the for bodybuilding, you have like the all-natural competitions for the folks that, that they don't use any supplements, like steroid supplements, like the big bodybuilders that are juicing and stuff. And so it's like, how big can I get and how can I win the competition that is set aside solely for people that aren't using any of those substances? And when somebody starts an organization like this or a pageant like this, they can kind of define it however they want.
Yeah, when you talk about the one about using substances, you're not saying they're using illegal substances. I just want to make sure we're clear that. You're just saying, like, supplements they can use.
What they do is they set the terms
right.
by which they can say somebody is natural in bodybuilding. And if you use the whatever's
we're
on
natural.
The list, yes, you know.
Much like the NFL, where they say, we have a restriction against performance-enhancing drugs, and
right.
a pageant can do the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, I guess that's it. Look, the Boy Scouts are getting hammered.
Yes.
Just hammered. I didn't, you know, thousands of sexual abuse claims. They filed for bankruptcy. I didn't know these statistics. And let me just throw some statistics out. This is my understanding that, let me find that exact stat as the amount of lawsuits. So, more than 95,000, and I'm reading this from the U.S. News, and this is, U.S. News is getting it from somewhere else also. But there's a new U.S. News report about this on February 23rd. And it said that more than 95,000 sexual abuse claims have been filed in the case against the Boy Scouts. 95,000. And they're named in about 275 lawsuits. And they're aware of another 1,400 claims coming. The past year is about 860 lawsuits and more than 110 state federal courts that these are in. There's roughly 600 were filed after the organization sought a preliminary injunction for bankruptcy. So let me finish one point here. This is what's interesting. What's interesting is, for example, their lawyers, and you got to think of the lawyers and what's going on here, because they filed bankruptcy. When you file bankruptcy, usually everything else has stayed, right? And I know there are some exceptions, and I don't remember these exceptions to certain things you cannot stay in bankruptcy, but I don't know if a sex abuse case is one. It sounds like it's not, but here's the situation that I question. I'm saying, you know what, they probably should allow this stay, that they've received, the attorneys from the Boy Scouts of America, ready for this number, Cal, they've received some 327,000 pages of documents regarding the local council's assets that need to going through. Because they're
wow.
What happened is they're filing bankruptcy. They're seeing how many – they're worth about $1 billion. And a lot of the situation here is they have assets. They have a lot of different –
campgrounds,
buildings.
They're
worth a lot
yeah,
of money,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and apparently they set up a company. More than half the purportedly restricted assets are consisting of this, like a company called Arrow WV that has a note on it. So apparently they are first to get those properties before anyone else can sue and use those properties for money to be paid on these lawsuits.
Think of all the tents they'll have to sell to pay it off.
Yeah, if Boy Scouts are still going in a lot.
And here's the thing. I think that when the Boy Scouts announced that they were filing bankruptcy, I think that spurred on a lot more of these claims to come in. Because, look, if you were a valid potential victim of abuse and you had a claim and they filed for bankruptcy, you don't get much if they go through bankruptcy and you never filed your claim. And so when that happened, you had a lot of claims coming in, and they also have to weed through what they believed were, you know, they had 1,400 people filed sexual abuse claims, and they have to determine whether some of those are fraudulent claims.
Superfluous, right. Yeah.
And so there's just so much to go through. They needed some extra time. This isn't a normally when a company goes bankrupt, they don't have to deal with all of these claims like this.
Hundreds of lawsuits.
And,
yeah.
But, you know, with this happening in light of the Me Too movement and everything, it's a hot-button topic, and I think that the time frames that would normally be attendant to a company going through bankruptcy needed to be extended in this case because of these extenuating circumstances.
So we only got a few minutes left. Really quick, Idaho lawmakers drop what happened there? Idaho, go ahead, Todd.
So, you know, when the coronavirus was in full swing and everybody was really paranoid, in the state legislature in Idaho, they said, all right, we're going to vote on legislation, but you have to be here in person. And two Democrat assembly people said, well, can't we vote via Zoom? They said, nope, you got to be here. And so they filed a lawsuit claiming that requiring me to be there put me in danger, physical danger, because I could contract the virus and stuff. And that lawsuit was going through. Well, those two Democrat assembly folks just dismissed it. They just dismissed this
lawsuit last
week.
So they're going to show up with their masks on.
They're going to show up. They're going to do everything. It's not really an issue anymore. And they got the virus, the vaccine, but that was what was going on there.
Well, it's Idaho. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So, what do we got?
We got quick take going.
Yeah, we got about a minute and a half, so let's go ahead and just see what Mr. Penny and Mr. Kunin have to offer us in their
quick take.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to do first. I'm going to go. All right, you know, look, I drove to my office this morning instead of radio studio. I was on autopilot. Todd said I cut him off on the road the other day. That's it. I'm getting a driver. I'm going home. Tell my wife I can hire a driver now.
Todd, what's your quick take today?
You know, when you are pulled over on the side of the road, it's common for you to want to assert your rights, and I fully support that. But just understand, asserting your rights might not prevent you from getting arrested at that time, but it will give your attorney ammunition when you fight the charges later in court.
Hey, thanks for being with us today, Todd and I and Cal. We did it without Denise. That means that it didn't go completely off the rails. We really appreciate you listening to us. We have fans. Send us an email, info@radiolawtalk.com. We'll be back next week.
And remember, we are live 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday. You can hear us on RadioLawTalk.com. And, of course, all the old shows are available via on-demand podcast at no charge at RadioLawTalk.com. Have a great weekend.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.